Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hi, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. This is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace. I'm Andrea, and with me in the studio is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea.
Okay, Valerie, thank you for being with us in the studio again.
Thank you.
We are moving towards the end of the season. So, but we do still have a few questions to tackle.
Sure.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay. This is one from a lady.
Okay.
She is, she says she's almost 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So her question is, men are visual beings. I don't think men find me attractive, and that's why I've never had a boyfriend. It's not really a question. It's, she's telling us her situation right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
This question reminds me of a few people.
Mm.
It reminds me of my mother. It reminds me of myself. It reminds me of a few clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's start with my mom. My mom, she divorced when I was a baby with my dad. And then she was always working, working. And then when I was 26, my mom was in her 50s. She was 56.
Mm.
She was 56 when she met my dad now, my stepdad.
Mm.
And they got married.
Okay.
At 56.
Wow.
And my mom is not the typical long hair, typical stereotype where people, ladies like to say, oh man, all men love girls with long hair, big eyes. You know, especially Asian girls who think that Asian men have a specific type that they like. And if they don't fit that mold, they are not attractive. Mm. Now that's really dangerous when, you know, the Asian culture where we have references from heavily filtered, heavily went through plastic surgery culture.
Mm.
Koreans, you know, Korean celebrities or even so-called influencers on Instagram, and we take reference from there.
Mm.
And if we adopt these beliefs like, I must look like that, then I'm attractive.
Mm.
I'm not attractive. If you go with that energy, every day when you wake up, you look at the mirror and you say, I'm not attractive. You know, at night when you go home, you remove your makeup and you're like, I'm so not attractive. I don't think any guy would think I'm attractive, even without, especially without makeup. If you keep telling yourself this every day, then that's your reality. Because that's your energy. I'm not attractive like that. And this is not my mom. My mom doesn't wear skirts, you know. You know, she wears pants. She has a strong personality. She's always like short hair. So not the typical, you know,
yeah,
woman, sexy. But she believes she's attractive.
Okay.
She's so confident.
Mm.
She loves her work as a food and beverage consultant. She loves her work.
Mm.
And she doesn't lose herself. She doesn't think she's boring because she's always cultivating her passion, her interests.
Mm.
And with that energy, she meets different men easily. Like, she doesn't need to go on apps like I did.
Okay.
She just meet people being herself, loving life, loving herself.
Mm.
And that is attractive.
Mm.
Very attractive. When you have that vibe, that energy.
Mm.
She will teach me, actually. She say, you know, every morning when I wake up, I look at myself and say, wow, we are beautiful.
Wow.
She will really say that. See, wow, we are so beautiful, you know. Mm. Like, your skin is getting better and better. Like, she'll praise herself.
Okay.
And it's funny sometimes, but it's very interesting, you see. And because she's able to give that to herself, she's able to give that to anybody.
Mm.
Like a stranger, a customer service operator, like on the phone, she's able to give the love out. She's able to praise the person.
Mm-hmm.
She's able to strike a conversation. Anybody in the lift. I mean, that's her personality. Wow. And praise that person for whatever she wants to praise.
Mm.
And that's her personality. But also, there are people who are not that personal. There's this belief as well. I used to believe that way too. That I need to be a sanguine. I need to be fun. I need to be sassy. I need to be humorous. To be attractive.
Mm.
And it's very dangerous when you have that belief. Like maybe because your parent told you that. Or you develop that belief yourself. And you see friends who are of a certain personality. And they are married. You know, they're having a fantastic dating life. And you tell yourself, you know what? I'm not that kind of person. And I think I can't have a fantastic dating life.
Mm.
You know? It's not true. You can be totally introverted. You can be someone who's very homey.
Mm.
Like me, I'm quite a homey person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I have my husband who appreciates whatever I love.
Yeah.
So, what to you, the person will ask this question. Are you attractive to you?
To yourself?
Yeah, to yourself. Do you think you're attractive? If you're not, instead of continuing this broken record, I'm not attractive, what can you do to bring some colour to your life, to yourself? Mm. You know, what can you do? Because the women who come on my program, a lot of them, they have this mindset. Like, they do very well in life professionally, very successful, they have great friends. But one thing missing is, I don't have anybody in my life.
Mm.
There was a doctor from Melbourne, she wrote to me to speak with me in the breakthrough call. She says, I am really great with everything, like in my work, in my studies. But at the end of the day, when I go home, I'm still alone. And she's in her early 40s.
Mm.
So I don't know what's wrong. You see. And then we realized that actually at the back of her mind, she just believes that nothing fires her up except work. Like at work, she's so alive.
Mm.
But when she steps out of the hospital, she's a boring person. That's her belief. Okay. She just wants to go home and hide. And then the vicious cycle repeats. She's not doing anything different. She goes to hospital again in the morning and feels alive, and then come back home and hide again. What is something, one thing, just one thing you can do differently?
Mm-hmm.
What, explore a new lipstick, change your wardrobe, hire an image consultant, buy magazines and explore what kind of style you like, what kind of woman do you aspire to look like? You know, experiment.
Mm.
Even if you're in your 40s. You can change your style, you can explore something, you can learn something new and dive into that and feel attractive again. What would make you feel attractive again? Mm. When was the last time you felt attractive? What were you doing?
Mm.
You know, sometimes it's like we go through the mundane and we forget to have a little bit more pleasure in life. Enjoyment in life, we kind of lose the flavor in life.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great that you feel frustrated enough to write to me and ask. It shows that you want something.
Yeah.
You know there's something better.
Mm. So for yourself, you shared with us before that you went through a season with having anorexia.
Yes.
Bulimia.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you feel that you were not, one of the reasons why, how you got into that was it because you felt like you were not attractive enough, and that kind of got you into a spiral?
For me, it was more about perfectionism. It was more about punishing myself.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people, they think that it's because of people want to be slim or thin.
Mm-hmm.
But when you dig deeper, the root issues, a lot of it comes from self-punishment, like you don't love yourself. So it's more, it's even more than just want to be slim. Yeah. And when we are being very thin and we look at ourselves and not pretty, we are skin and bones, we don't think that we look good. We know that we, that's for me, okay? I knew that I didn't look good. And I was okay with it. Because I didn't love myself. You know? For me, it was more of the unattractive part. Was more of when I was very young. And I was, like, very young, I was exposed to adults who told me, you know, when you grow up, you go for double eyelid surgery, okay? Oh, when you grow up, you go for this implant for the nose. Like, when I was very young, I knew what was plastic surgery. And I also told myself, yeah, I should, you know? So I grew up with this mindset that I'm not the pretty face. I have to go for plastic surgery. I have to. I made appointments before. And I just drop out.
Okay.
Yeah. Like to, like, you know, they have procedures like sawing your jaw. Yeah, sawing your jaw, like making it V shape and all. It's very detrimental when you have that belief. Like you must look a certain way, then you are attractive. Because it's not true. You have to ask yourself, who told you you're not attractive and why? Based on what standards?
Okay.
And you know, if you still continue holding on to those thoughts behind your head, you will really show up unattractive.
So it's not just being physically attractive. I mean, there are other ways to attract people.
There are other ways. You know what's the magical thing is that when you work on yourself, you develop yourself. This is what goes through my ladies, the women in the program, where I say get ready, take photo of yourself month by month. You are going to change physically too. You're going to evolve. Because what's on the inside, if you are flourishing, if you are, you know, you light up, you feel alive again. You find passion in your life again. You feel alive. You're in your full power. Your physical appearance will shift with you. And they would tell me too, you know what, Val, I follow you for years and I noticed that you do change time to time, season to season, in the way you dress, your hair, your face. It just seems like you just keep evolving. I say, yes, you can continue evolving. Your features will shift with you, your body, your weight, your hair, your makeup. So a lot of women in my program, they make physical changes too as they experience internal changes. And they feel more and more attractive. It's like, it's an unspoken, mysterious thing. Like, you know, their vibe change. Their energy change. Like, their countenance change. I mean, we talk about it in the Bible that God's divine light shine upon our face. And if you see people having even a spiritual, a very colorful spiritual life, they do evolve. They do evolve. And a spiritual life is not always about striving in the spiritual dimension, praying, fasting, serious stuff. Spiritual dimension can be also very exciting and fun. And if you haven't explored that, you know, the joy of spiritual dimension, the bliss, the fun, the humor in even God's character, then you haven't explored everything yet. Yeah, I'll encourage you to do that one thing. Then it becomes a second thing, then the third thing. To develop self, take care of yourself, allow yourself to bloom. And you will become attractive.
Okay.
Your kind of attractive, not other people's kind of attractive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What you said just now, it's good that we are feeling frustrated.
Yes.
And it's a point where we feel that there's something better, there's something that we can work on.
Yes.
And it just reminds me of this Instagram post that Pastor Stephen Furtick from Elevation Church, he posted this. Fear is often the starting point of faith. Failure is often the starting point of grace. Frustration is often the starting point of surrender.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Surrender. Yep. Don't do it yourself. Don't strive.
Okay, thank you, Valerie. Well, I hope today's episode has been helpful to you. Physical attractiveness is not the only thing that can attract the right kind of people in our life. Like what Valerie says, once our roots, once our inside, once our vibe, our energy changes, the outer will begin to change as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Valerie. Follow Valerie on her Instagram at Speed of Grace and visit her website at speedofgrace.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.